鱼呢。Chewable, chewable.
Lassie is chewable.
Here, girl. Good girl. Chewable.
Take your dog.
Made with real beef.
Take your chewables.
And get up.
Prices and participation may vary.
With me is a very nice person.
Oh,
Bob.
Hi, Bob.
And guess what we have in our laps, Frank?
Bob again. Flexibility.
Bob. Great work, old buddy.
He was considered a child prodigy and ruined by modernistic teachings. Bob became greatly burdened. Young Bobby was converted to Bob, and it wasn't long before he started Bob's University. Bob grew immensely, longer than any...
Chew. Now, wait a minute, you... Isn't it strange?
Why, excuse me for a little while. The most crooked crook ever stick a dynamite and blow it into smithereens. I'd rather see this school a heap of rubbish. And yet that thing's gone on in America from one end of this country to the other.
He was considered a child prodigy.
We can have a little fun.
Bob, what do you think? Who should never be cloned?
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. There was talk recently of extracting DNA from the shroud of
Bob
in hopes that they could clone.
Bob?
I think this is a good idea because if that was done and
Bob
was raised in such a way he could take over the world with his mind control and with his laser beam.
That's amazing. What is
going on? This is bullshit, Bob.
What is going on?
This is bullshit, Bob.
What is going on?
This is bullshit, Bob.
What is going on?
This is bullshit, Bob.
What is going on?
This is bullshit, Bob.
You stand accused of conspiring against
Bob.
How do you respond?
I'm guilty.
There is only one punishment.
Fever.
Scratchy throat.
Whatever.
Seems like a good source of protein. I suggest you eat it.
I know.
Go on.
Strip.
Yes.
Go on.
Show me.
Give them to me now.
Yes.
Silent.
Ow.
No.
This human, no doubt. Severe punishment. I'd like a chance to defend myself. He's distorting the truth.
What is this? Doesn't matter what you believe. A planet?
You're all perfectly happy to ignore what you don't want to hear. Nothing like a good history lesson.
I have.
Irrelevant. Any response?
Food processors failed.
So?
Nothing unusual.
Can you modify a torpedo? How long? So? I'm sorry. A little more information.
227 Mach 4.
4,000 meters. 3,000 meters. 2,800 meters.
Not? That is absurd. Gas giants. Yes. Now, all young people want to do is take up weapons as soon as they can hold them.
6 months? A year? A frozen cave?
Enough!
We're deep inside.
Oh. You all right? Leave him alone. You don't kick a man when he's down.
So stupid. Stand up.
Playing my part. Tongue. Go. Thank you.
This is the new improved Decent Bob. The Decent Bob. That would be fun. We might also talk about communism today. Is communism for you? Sparks will fly, it will turn green and fall off. You will burn in the lake of fire forever, where your skin will burst and blister, and your tongue will rot and fall out. Your blood will boil, your lips will burst, your gizzard will sizzle and split open. Your belly button will come apart, and all of your innards will gush out onto the floor, where worms will eat them. Maggots will crawl in and out of your eye sockets, devouring them. Roaches, dirty, slimy roaches will nest in your ears and lay eggs. Vultures will peck at your private parts. Snakes will slither in and out of your nose. The stench of burning flesh around you will make you vomit day and night. The agonizing screams of those other naughty people down there will keep you from getting any rest. No matter how much you beg, no one will give you any water. Salt will be poured into the festering wounds on your body. And pig dung will be forced down your throat. Is that worth rubbing your naughty parts together for? Do you think cold-blooded, vicious murderers should be set free? Do you think clerks who work in stores should be allowed to be rude?
But the National Federation of Deception.
Rock music is devil music.
Uh-huh.
Maggots will devour your eyes.
Uh-huh.
Maggots will devour your eyes. Is that worth listening to rock music for?
Yeah.
Santa Claus is real.
Hi, Bob.
Take away Christmas.
I don't believe in Christmas, man.
No, 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 and no.
Program on masturbation.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
Fine.
Have you ever noticed that Santa is Satan spelt sideways?
Harris Hogan.
Deep Throat. Bob now. Word.
Madonna.
Deep Throat. Bob now.
Deep Throat was a criminal.
Superstar.
The 91-year-old.
Drug addict.
Elton John will perform.
Deep Throat.
Seemingly forever.
Deep Throat.
Bob.
Attention all spaceship crew members. Attention all spaceship crew members. We are nearing the end of our journey. Our mission is about to begin. Our radar screen has picked up the target we've been looking for. Activate the radar screen. There it is. The planet most similar to ours in all the universe. The Earth. Therefore, our object will be to capture the Earth and colonize it with our own species. Prepare the ship for an immediate attack.
Hit one of them, Bob. Go to it, Bob. Damn it, Bob. You've got to regain control.
To our mother star, Venus, our mission has failed. We are in retreat. Send spaceship number 2 immediately. We found a deadly creature protecting the Earth. Its name is...
Dobbs. Respecting you and your needs.
Now, where was I?
Drums. Respecting you and your needs.
Repeat yourself, please.
Respecting you and your needs. Respecting you and your needs.
Now, where was I?
Drums. Respecting you and your needs.
Repeat yourself, please. Repeat yourself, please.
Now, where was I?
Drums. Respecting you and your needs.
Repeat yourself, please.
Now, where was I?
Betty, our hostess, is having a few of her friends all by herself. Like everyone else, she thinks that her etiquette is perhaps not perfect. A napkin is out of place. Betty and Bob aren't worrying about their mistakes for a moment, but in the back of their minds, they realize they will have to pay more attention to their manners. Bob is hungry, and the friends look good. We see he is doing at least three things wrong. Bob is eating the others. What about that error on Bob's part? Bob takes a handful and back he goes in the same old way. Then Bob notices that the others have placed their relish differently. But what is it? Bob is glad to see Betty has noticed that he corrected himself. That elbow on the table, shouldn't you just pop it into your mouth and eat it? Is it easier to handle in shorter lengths? Bite off a portion? Can that be correct? Bob is expected to serve the meat course. But if you were in Bob's place, would you know positively what to do? Should he just go ahead as best he can? Bob still isn't sure of what to do. A lady is not flattered by being offered a portion the size that might appeal to a hungry lumberjack. Betty is worried for Bob, and one isn't at all sure of anything that he is doing. Bob wonders if the portions he is serving are now too small. Should he give a large portion to the men and small ones to the ladies? Some new questions are arising. Is she offering too little? Bob, you notice, is not starting first this time. Here is the kind of fun that they all thought of when the party was planned. Bob is feeling more confident of himself. Too big for a proper bite. What do you think? But the person with confidence isn't necessarily the person who is correct. Bob is swinging from one extreme to another. One minute he is uneasy, the next overconfident. Bob isn't letting the story interfere with his eating either. The waving of his knife and fork about. Talking with food in his mouth. Monopolizing the conversation. But it is an exciting story. It's about a trip. Uh-oh. This isn't the kind of an ending to the story that Bob had in mind. But it is quicker, and maybe better. At least it stopped Bob from making any more mistakes. Bob may be thinking the same thing. Or the way he cuts his meat, and takes it to his mouth with his left hand. When you are eating meat, do you take the meat to your mouth? This is zigzag eating. Bob has never heard of zigzag or continental ways of eating meat. He uses his left hand all right, placing it in her mouth. Bob congratulates himself on trying a new way. Bob is happy now and is proud of himself. Bob has reached the point where he feels that since his intentions are good and he is watching himself, that all is well. As far as Bob is concerned, this is the best birthday he has ever had. Betty and her friend's germs being blown on the cake. Serving the meat course upset Bob. There is no denying that Bob needs help. Bob accompanies Betty to her place. A party is fun. Bob is hard. Betty sat on it. Your mind is perfectly free. But could you actually do this any more gracefully than Bob?
From the beginning, George W. Bush has been ridiculed.
George W. Bush has been ridiculed for his...
I've been edited by Bob.
Well, look at a lot of... I suspect people died. I guess the most thing I'm most proud of right now is
the dead.
Firmly in the ground.
Yeah, hey!
Tyranny is this is tyranny. Unbelievably. Fuck your ram, you know. Fuck your shit. Dead in your arm. Fitness in my head. Half worm. Yeah, name my fuck your shit.
What's here? What? That's it. That's.
Do their business.
More on.
Edited by Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bob.
He's sexy, fine, silver, sweet, and chances.
Hey, Bob.
Chances. He's sexy, fine, silver, sweet, and
I'll give a Bob.
He's sexy.
Stand by for Bob.
Hi, here in Los Angeles.
Bob.
Expect me to do it at least once a week.
Jack. Sounds like one of those crackpots to me.
Let's hope so. Makes the trip more interesting. Too close for comfort. He was the ugliest man I'd ever seen. Besides normally twisted features, he had a ragged scar running from the corner of his mouth to his right ear.
What's it all about? What's it all about?
So I better begin at the beginning. I'm a very ugly man.
Oh, this is exciting. Oh, come in, Bob. This is my brother, Bob.
Oh, well, how do you do, Bob? How do you do?
Is this the man you've been telling me about?
Yes. I've been urging him to come and see me for weeks. Bob didn't intend to be rude. Well, Bob has been taking care of me.
How about a little kiss?
Nuts. Bob! Hey, Bob!
Why are you pointing that gun at me, Bob?
Hey, who's that?
How should I know?
This will fix you!
I was so confused and disillusioned.
My name ain't Ray, it's
Bob. Before that was Joe, before that was Charlie.
Stop it, Ray, stop it.
Shut up, you little tramp, tramp.
Well, listen to that, will you?
I'm not altogether a fool, Bob. Coming in the rear, coming in the rear, coming in the rear.
Let him have it, let him have it, let him have it, let him have it.
Bob's bullet caught her squarely between the eyes, killing her instantly. It's probably just as well. Her fate would have been the gas chamber, as it will be the fate of Bob, her alleged brother. Fate of Bob. Bill Meggs was on Bob like a leech the second after he pulled the trigger. Fate of Bob.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, America's number one funny man, Bob.
Go. Please go. Don't go. Please don't go.
Truth and courage moves Bob, undercover agent. President was reaching his climax.
Six times during the war, he realizes that he may be in constant danger of exposure.
You know, Mr. Drake, I've met a man who fits the pattern you've just described. He'd be right for this assignment if I had time to locate him. His name is Bob
Boyd. That's my man.
What?
Bob.
Say, that's great. Great. Bob, it's good to see you. How are you? Come in here. I've been trying to locate you.
It would have taken a lot of doing.
Can you leave immediately? Consider it done. I'm glad we have you on this assignment, Bob.
This is a straight correspondence job that Bob is doing.
Bob boarded the westbound plane at midnight. A moment later, a darkly beautiful girl stepped into the cabin. She moved to an aisle seat next to Bob.
Is this seat taken?
No.
I've seen your picture. I recognized you the moment I saw it.
Bob did his best to become better acquainted with a girl named Myra. After several hours, Bob went to his hotel.
Sorry. This is something new.
A voice called from the nothingness a few feet away.
Bob, who are you? I don't get it.
The next day at 6 o'clock Pacific time, Bob was on the phone with his employer in New York.
The thing is, how and why?
It was 2 hours later when Bob finished dinner. When Bob joined Rita Dupre, she swamped him with ardor that was supposed to have been born from reading his dispatches. As the girl helped Bob to the street, three young and well-muscled Chinese came to him. To a dark spot in the rear of...
I got this one.
Bob. Half an hour later, Bob...
Bob, this is your doing, Bob. Your doing, Bob.
Bob, how good to see you.
That evening, Bob's spirits are high. You're right, Bob. Your news dispatches will expose freedom-loving people. Who is trying to kill you?
Be sure to hear our next exciting adventure. Created by George W.
Bob the Goldfish, may he rest in peace.
Bob the Goldfish, may he rest in peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bob the Goldfish.
Yeah.
Bob the Goldfish.
Yeah. All right.
Bob the Goldfish.
Yeah. Okay.
Bob the Goldfish. May he rest in peace.
Bob the Goldfish.
May he rest in peace.
I think I know what the trouble is. What? Well, it's three troubles, really. He likes to play the horses. He likes to drink. He likes women. You think that explains it? Well, it explains a lot. He had a good business there. There's no competition with his block. He could have done all right, fine. Wine, women, and horses. You can chalk it up to that. Yeah?
Bob the Goldfish. May he rest in peace.
Bob the Goldfish.
May he rest in peace.
You're Mrs. Perfect. That's right.
My dear friend and our great leader, Bob. 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 My dear friend and our great leader, Bob.
Who's a peak?
What?
Where?
What?
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 Who's a peak?
What?
Where?
My dear friend and our great leader, Bob. My dear friend and our great leader, Bob.
In the peak.
What?
Where?
What?
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 What?
Where?
What?
What?
Where?
What?
This is a piece.
My dear friend and our great leader, Bob.
Bob, he just cracks me up.
Hello, Bob. Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, it's not so bad. Having sex with all these people. Hey, it's not so bad.
Unbelievable, Bob.
Consume some bodily fluids.
That would be nice.
Hot. Oh, wouldn't that be hot? Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
That would be great.
Get off.
It is a thing. I don't know any other way it works for it. It's a thing.
Bob,
he just cracks me up.
Absolutely, Bob.
Hello, Bob. Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hey, it's not so bad. Having sex with all these people.
Okay, Bob.
Mutants, predators.
Mutants were involved. They get the death penalty because Florida does have the death penalty.
I shot the sheriff. Three teenage kids going to be sold, you know, across the nation.
Wow.
That's right. Wouldn't that be going to be nice?
That would be great. But I want to tell you something.
Right. Right on.
Hey, Bob, I hope...
Well...
Thank you, Bob.
Hello, Bob. Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Consume some bodily fluid.
That would be nice.
Speed, Clint, and Barney go to the house of Bob. Warning, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Talk's cheap.
Now listen, Bob.
Barney and Bob are below with the captain. That's when you come in, Bob. All right, go ahead, Bob. Yeah, he was all excited. Bob's information must contain some clue.
Oh. Say, Bob. Bob, you're a magician.
Oh, have you checked our shortwave set yet, Bob?
Yes, working all right this morning.
Just wanted to get rid of Bob for a few minutes so we could talk.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It's the first chance we've had to discuss the idea of swearing Bob in as a member of the secret police. Send me all possible details concerning Bob. Bob may be of more service to us up here on the river than in Hong Kong. All right, then let's go up to the house then and swear Bob into the secret police.
Are you sure he's all right, Clint?
Huh? Why, of course he's all right.
Bob, where are you?
Let that go, Bob. We got something more important for you.
Yeah?
We'll keep in touch with you, Bob, because you're going to join our organization. Do you, Bob, as a member of the International Secret Police, promise to obey and protect law and order?
We've gotten into trouble already, Bob. You'll have to be extra careful, Bob.
Don't worry about me. This is the sort of thing I like.
Oh, say, Bob.
Yes?
We'll have plenty to do, Bob. Hey!
Oh, say, Bob.
Yes? Hey!
Bob's information must contain some clue.
Oh.
The house of Bob? Say, Bob. The house of Bob? Say, Bob. The house of Bob? Bob, you're a magician. Speed, Clint, and Barney go to the house of Bob.
Bob? Bob?
The house of Bob?
Bob's Pacific Tour. Lake Island, China Sea, Guam, Kwajalein, Okinawa, Tokyo, Japan, Korea. It's the Bob Show. Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob.
It is great.
No, I think we've gone too far. And the hot dogs had a funny taste. Commander coming. Wreck. Thank you very, very much. Rock. I stuck out my hand and said, Bob.
Can you beat it?
Kidding.
Can you beat it? Bob, you amaze me. You.
There is nothing.
Oh, yes. Now, Bob. I'd love to, Bob.
Let's give a big Johnson.
Whoops. They came early. How about that?
Basically, today I learned how to rip. Last night, hung out with my friend Bob. Basically, today I learned how to rip. Last night, hung out with my friend Bob. Basically, today I learned how to rip. Last night, hung out with my friend Bob.
and I believe that I have Bob Dobbs, who is with the New York Transit Authority, with us. Mr. Dobbs, can you hear me? High in the sky, Mr. Dobbs, I'm afraid I'm losing you, and I thank you very much.
The makers of Ape Nuts bring you the first in this series of the guest stars during the vacation of... Why is here from the nerve? No. Tonight we present Bob with yours truly. All right.
I am happy to present to you that hillbilly comedian and musician. That's Stokowski of the Bazooka.
Didn't you ever hear of Annie Laurie?
Certainly I've heard of Annie Laurie. What's Annie Laurie got to do with this?
Oh, nothing. I'm just wondering what she's doing tonight.
Well, it looks like there's only one way to get this show started. Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to present...
No, allow me.
On the contrary, allow me.
Well, come on, let's all do it.
Okay.
Righto.
One, two, three.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the first citizen of Van Buren, Arkansas, Bob...
I want to thank you boys for that introduction. You've done a mighty good job there, but you boys can go now.
Well, don't you want us to stay here with you, Bob, to help you?
I started out in the East on a program that advertises yeast, and I worked my way up. You know, over in the music hall, we have so many of them guest artists over there and opera stars and moving picture actors that they keep interrupting me all the time. And I figured it'd be kind of nice to get over on this program where they ain't got no talent at all.
Pardon me, Bob.
Boy, I want to tell you, you are a beautiful animal.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Doggone it, there's somebody knocking on the door. You know, I was kind of in hope we wouldn't get all them rap tonight.
Well, you can't have too many rap.
Well, anywho, Bob, I don't get it.
All right, Bob, I'd like to sing.
I don't get it.
Wow.
I love Bob, yeah. And I'm not ashamed of it.
Good.
Some people are. Ooh, yeah. I love that, Bob.
It's me, Bob.
Your current wait time is... Your call is very important to us. There is no one to take your call right now. Thanks for listening.
How are you, Bob?
Better than I've ever been in my whole life.
It is me, Bob!
I like Sheen Ra's Buddhism because it's the world's kindest religion. It's a branch of Amida Buddhism. Amida was the Buddha of boundless compassion who refused to enter nirvana until all sentient beings could enter with him. So the teaching arose that if you called on him in Japanese, the name is Namu Amida Butsu, in the name of Amida Buddha. With true faith, you will eventually, no matter how many incarnations it takes, you'll eventually get rid of all the negativity and become pure, enlightened. And Sheen Ran was a reformer who said, that's asking too much of people. Some people are just not capable of true faith. They have a constantly skeptical and questioning mind. They should not be banned from release. So he taught that if you say Namu Amida Butsu, whether you believe in it or not, it will work. I like that. That's my idea of a religion that doesn't give anybody a bum trip. Most religions seem to be concentrating on putting people on bum trips, you know. That's the only religion in the world I know that never puts you on a bum trip. If you've said it just once, and I've said it three times, I think, in the last, Namu Amida Butsu, guaranteed. He's like a finance company in reverse. He wants to give you something for nothing. How can you reject a short-term interim savior like that? His only real competition is J.R. Bob Dobbs.
Keep your eye on Bob. What did you see? Do you think Bob's action was honest?
Well, maybe it'll help you to know just what we found out about Bob's.
And we found out plenty.
Now, getting back to that scene in the locker room, well, what would you have done?
Question Bob about it? Bob was in his locker. I didn't know what to do. So,
that night I didn't get much sleep.
Say, it's Bob!
In the locker room yesterday, after he thought everybody had gone, I saw Bob take something from Ben's pants. Bob, I can't believe it. Bob, where'll we be with our Bob gone?
Terry, yeah. There's nothing for you to do but tell Mr. Barker about Bob. It's the same thing.
Well, and it did seem dishonest to conceal it anyway.
Anyway.
I did what was the obvious thing for me to do. I questioned Bob. Well, that's not always easy. I saw Bob.
That's right. Is it logical to think that Bob would steal? Does it jive with your past experience of the way Bob operates?
Sometimes it takes a lot of testing to find
Bob.
I guess I wasn't thinking very deep. Maybe inside, I didn't really believe Bob was
inside. I think that's the clue to this bigger thing we're seeking. Know yourself.
Yes, this is the time for me to explain my hypocrisy. When I came in to tell Mr. Barker about Bob, I started by saying certain things. But I want to be sure that you find out about Bob. And when you do, Abby needs a chance.
Now I'm catching on to why that's so.
Now, Bob, tell us the truth.
Well,
it was this way.
That's all. Honest.
He made me so sick.
Brain dead.
Kumbaya.
What have you been up to lately?
The Necronomicon.
Your god is dead.
We're entering the recording studio next month to officially record Kill Bob.
He made me so sick.
No doubt.
Kill Bob.
It's about people like you, Bob. Where do you want me to come?
Like a dead animal on the side of the road.
I destroyed a couple of them, Aaron.
Kill Bob.
I loved it, you know.
Are you there?
You never know, Bob.
I love you and care about you.
Kill Bob.
Kill Bob. Kill Bob.
Like a dead animal on the side of the road.
Kill Bob.
Kill Bob. Like a dead animal on the side of the road.
Big deal, so what?
You've got me. You've got me.
Kill Bob.
You sound like you've been using inhalants too long.
With maggots gooping out of my mouth.
Kumbaya.
I love you, Bob, Bob. I love you, Bob, Bob. My poor heart's in a real wing-ding. What about Bob? But Bob, what about Bob? I love you, Bob. I love you, Bob. Bob.
You build me up, I am loving.
Bob, my heart is singing. Here's what it's singing. I love you, Bob.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by
Megaphone Bob's. Yesterday we had Megaphone Bob. Megaphone Bob. Phone Bob. We got an ongoing issue with him.
The media is going to be all over this. Now, where are we on this Megaphone Bob? Megaphone Bob. Phone Bob. Maybe someone did a story on Bob.
If I want to play the summer.
Cool. That doesn't smell right to me.
His name is Bob.
Bob.
You know I am.
We have the right to search your garbage.
Hey, wake it up. Hey. Wake it up. Relax.
Now how about you do something and keep these crazies away from me?
How hard was it?
You're off to the races.
A Megaphone Bob was leading the cheering section at the Rangers game at the time of the bombing. He even made it onto the Jumbotron.
Stop that man and confiscate his phone.
These people put Trekkies to shame.
Live long and prosper.
Nice fig leaf.
It covers enough.
Jimmy Carter, waiting for permission to enter Bob Way.
Sounds like another dot connecting itself.
After a dozen tequila shooters. Oh, God.
Kissing my ass.
Woo! Woo! A shock.
I swear, all I did was throw a brick!
Asking. Oh, hi, Bob. I've just met you. Tell me about your penis.
Okay, Bob. Okay, Bob.
Little Bobby, little Bobby. Oh, Bob. Bob, oh Bob.
Bob, what just happened? I can't hear you. Bob, can you hear me? Bob! Bob, can you hear me? Bob, pick up the phone. Somebody pick up the phone. Bob, can you hear me? Whoever's there, just pick up the phone. Bob? Can anyone hear me? Just pick up the phone. Pick up the phone.
At the beep, leave a message for Bob.
Please, call me Bob. Please, call me Bob.
Your old boss, Bob. What the hell is going on?
Who really killed Kat? Why?
Please, call me Bob. Please, call me Bob.
He was dangerous. We thought he was just able to heal. Cellular regeneration. What we didn't know is that if your cells continually regenerate, after a while you stop growing old.
You, Bob, my dad. You, Bob, my dad.
If you die, Bob, the company dies with you.
Please, call me Bob. Please, call me Bob. Please, call me Bob. Please, call me Bob.
Your old boss, Bob. What the hell is going on?
Hello, everyone. This is Dobbs with a Dobbs Moment. We're taking a few minutes to introduce you to some of the families whose lives have been changed because of Dobbs, and it is only because of Dobbs. And today, we want to share another incredible story of how Dobbs used one of our broadcasts to transform life forever.
That is true faith and true religion.
I did not have a clue.
A precious gift from
Dobbs.
Wow, that is seriously impressive. Wow.
I never left home. I never left home. Starring Bob, ladies and gentlemen. Copy. I never left home. Copy. All the profits from I Never Left Home have been contributed by Bob. It's not hard to understand why, if you know Bob, or if you read the preface to his book, in which Bob says, dying is sometimes easier than living. And now, Bob brings us a more amusing highlight with Bob, I Never Left Home, starring Bob.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob.
But to be serious for a moment, I want to congratulate you on a fine book. You've done a grand job.
What's the matter, you crazy or something?
Gee, Bob, aren't you thrilled?
You know, Bob, my arm is still sore.
Well.
Getting nasty, sir. I'm apt to get very nasty.
Say, I wonder what it's like to walk around in a total blackout.
I never left home.
Bob, you've always wanted to go on a mission. Why don't you go on this one?
Do you want to send Bob to fight the Germans?
No kidding, Bob. If you know anything about radio, I'd be glad to let you take my place.
Pretty rugged, Bob. But we're doing all right.
Could you come right away?
Sure, but...
They need to real bad. Oh, thanks.
What? Don't you look at me that way.
In a pink, pink.
Well, there's nobody quite has a woman's touch like a woman has.
The champ is gone.
This way, Joe. This way.
Not only have I got it, I love it like a brother.
Good. It should, Louis. It should. The voice of the mob howling for blood.
Oh, perhaps the world is sick and I'm well.
Who's on the big show tonight? Well, listen, Bob. Remember, Bob.
She got caught up in that revolutionary excitement. Selfish, foul-mouthed young men.
Black.
Ridiculous.
A corrupt government.
I think it's senseless to help the victims of a cruel system if you let the system remain cruel.
I'm tempted to grab it.
I don't want my comfort and well-being to depend on somebody else's hardship.
The outmoded racist school system.
Give her a little slack. Welcome to chaos.
Bob.
Stupid.
The white people got to straighten their own stuff out before they go around helping anybody else.
Bob.
Yeah?
Coming. This is Bob.
Bob.
wrong. We are the invaders.
Bob and I have been sleeping together for nearly 2 years.
Communist turned capitalist. Well, with racism at home and imperialism abroad, anything would be an improvement. American democracy doesn't exist.
Morning, Bob.
You gotta change the system, not the personalities.
Can't believe what I'm seeing on television.
Bob?
Oh, caca!
Support all those who take up the gun against imperialism. Bob?
Are you smoking?
Yeah.
Don't you know that stuff's counter-revolutionary? It takes your mind off the work.
Monogamy is a bourgeois trait.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage forces dependency, lies.
That was the last time I saw Bob.
I felt impotent.
The pig state and its corrupt institutions. Strike because your classes are a bore. Strike to show your opposition to the war. Revolutionary.
Too many of my generation have already sold themselves to the false dreams of status, material wealth, and hypocrisy.
In a road to Bob, 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 Bob.
Land of many frontiers, last outpost of the art and culture of the Western world, steeped in the tradition of
Bob.
You ready for this?
Who's that phone, phone king? And the girls love his smile.
We may be dirty, but we're healthy.
Yes, I'm beginning to like it.
Girls' paradise money. What a jackpot.
Well, well.
Well, and he was my father.
Colorful old chap, wasn't he?
I'm sure you've heard of this. As a matter of fact, it's impossible.
It's sort of a mass hypnosis.
Mass hypnosis?
Mass hypnosis. You're full of helium. Say, how about a little black magic for me, Princess?
Here's an exciting bit of hocus pocus.
Give me the pipe.
I think he's attractive. He's an enormous monster with bone...
Death is his bread, danger his butter.
Yeah, dancing girls, coconut frappes, music. Oh, boy.
Danger, 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 danger. Bob, 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 Bob.
Who is that?
That's my brother, Bob.
He's handsome.
Eat me, eat me.
Symbolic.
Symbolic.
Hi.
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 I don't know quite how to say this, but I'm equal with Bob, and that ain't good. I probably have the mentality of a 12-year-old like Bob. He appeared to me at age 6 in a dream, and I prophesied 1984. There's been miracles in my life, and I've prophesied, and they've come true. What should I do? I have no salvation. I won't be resurrected because I've seen the face of Bob. I'm just marking time, sleeping, eating, smoking, sleeping, eating, smoking. Well, what should I do, Bob? If you see the face of Bob, you die. Bye.
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 Fit together like a jigsaw puzzle.
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 Slow Bob in the lower dimensions. Snish nabbit roll in the Bob waltz. Slow Bob in the lower dimensions. Slow Bob, brought back to life. Slow Bob in the lower dimensions.
So help me, Bob. Come over, Bob. This Bob, this Bob, this Bob is the president of the, later on, Bob. No doubt we shall have an interesting era there. That's Bob. But now I've got a little joke for you, Bob. Get you, Bob. I've got another joke here for you, Bob. Active Bob, you're free to go. So help me, Bob.
Get In God We Trust off our currency. George Bush cannot have Sean Hannity come in and say that Bob is Lord.
Government should stay out of religion. That's all I'm saying.
If he says of our country and our government that I not only believe in Bob as a person, I believe that he's our Lord, that he's the creator. In the year of our Buddha or Muhammad, America has done many evils since its inception. America has been a country with plenty of wickedness. That's what America has done. A government that's based on complete atheism, which we have, there's no God, there is evolution. My savior, Bob, cut me off.
Okay.
You cut me off.
Bob, you need a man on a mission.
Dairy Queen has legs.
This is so little and so silly, but I thought it was funny.
Someone in the third world,
big, powerful,
he fabricated a scam.
Fast cars and loose slots. Okay.
The church of fast cars and loose slots.
Very superficial. There's all kinds of drugs and
filth and perversion.
All about Dobbs. Dobbs out of control. Sick, 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 evil.
That's what Dobbs is saying.
You gotta let people know. Right? A little bit.
Kill judges.
Fix the judiciary.
I'm curious.
Considered a crank by a lot of people.
How absurd.
And this is common.
Murdered, steal, commit adultery.
So here's how I'm sexual. Just tweak it a little. Twist.
1 hour.
Big bone. It was in her hand. So wouldn't that be neat?
That makes you a queen.
Send a check. Thanks, Bob.
Teaching from Bob. His practical first-hand knowledge comes from more than 20 years of dealing with many puzzling and perplexing issues. Whenever Bob takes time out to teach, his listeners hear tough topics taught from the heart. Listen to Bob. Rock and roll. Bob.
Yeah?
And I'd like to, like...
Yeah?
And I'd like to, like... How do you get that? I love him a lot.
Nightmare of view of death in the pool wakes me up at 2:45. I'm lying on the floor the night before with a stranger lying next to me. Hey, I don't understand it either. Try this. Kiss of treachery, the aching kiss before I feed the stench of love for a younger meat and the sound that it makes when it cuts in deep. I miss the kiss of treachery, the aching kiss before I feed the stench of a love for a younger meat. Feeding the stench of love for younger meat. Feeding the stench of love for younger meat. The younger meat.
You're taking the words out of context.
I represent Big Brother in the sky.
And I believe that Bob is my savior, and that I was put on this earth to do his will.
Stench of love for younger meat. He's got dark lipstick on. Yeah. Provoked nihilism, negativism, and nothingism. Pelted the police.
Just all around being glad.
When he wants to stick a needle in your rear, the shot'll make you well.
Rude and barbaric.
You're a character. I'm not sure if I saw you right now if I'd want to turn you over my knee or give you a big hug.
But, Bob, I'm sorry for calling you rude.
Hello, Bob, and I'm so happy to give my personal testimony. 50 years ago, I was a freshman in high school, and that happened May 10th, 1941. I accepted Bob as my personal savior, and he's never let me down since. I'm a retired teacher, a widow, I've had cancer and all kinds of stuff, but he's always by my side. Thank you so much, Bob.
Hear it. Comes! From the pop, come on down! Bogey! Now!
Love you.
Digital cinema quality
going over. What, mom? 1700.
2800. 2250.
2801. Actual. Look. I have another thrill for you. Is it a 4?
It's a 5.
How about a 3? Ooh.
Bob, it's going to be Katrina.
It's a beautiful dragonfly.
Explode. 0. Oh. Jet. Oh, another 0.
Here comes now, around on the turntable, Bob.
1150, Bob. 1250, Bob.
Stop it.
Can't possibly remember right now.
Bob, we're looking for it. Bob.
Everybody from Canada loves you, Bob. It's gorgeous, Bob. Gorgeous, Bob.
Would it? Hit that thing.
Come on down. Use as directed. Oil Grass Baby Foods and Barbecue Sauce. Aren't you glad you used Dial, Bob?
two back, and two back.
Happy to, Bob.
You are up, you are up. I'd love to win. Here's zero. $31.
Bug bite, sunburn, allergy, grass itch, prickly heat, eczema.
Power Jer, the scooter store.
Free scooter.
1-800-532-3445.
And now, here's Bob.
How do you feel about that? Oh, watch your head. I want you to get off.
So much fun. Fast.
Oh, my God.
Here comes now around on the turntable, Bob.
Gonna cut it.
And now for the big news.
I'll have the cheeseburger.
Gonna cut it.
Do we have any confetti?
I'll have the cheeseburger.
Gonna cut it. Gonna cut it.
Not crazy about John McCain.
Think Bob.
Crack.
Think Bob.
My cheeseburger.
Crack.
Think Bob.
Okay.
Crack.
Think Bob.
Woo!
I'll have the cheeseburger.
Crack.
Woohoo!
Can I just get the cheeseburger?
Gratuitous.
Another one of my favorites.
Gratuitous. Gratuitous. Gratuitous.
I want a cheeseburger. I just want a cheeseburger.
Not crazy about John McCain.
Think Bob.
Bob is sad.
Yeah.
Bob is. He's gone. He's not gone. That's the whole point. He's never gone.
Is this some radical new therapy?
You see?
A sentence about a center for dentists at the frontal edge of the continent by the Atlantic Ocean. A sentence about a center for dentists at the frontal edge of the continent by the Atlantic Ocean.
This is Sam and Bob. Sam is wearing gloves. He is wearing a white t-shirt and a black vest. He is wearing blue jeans. He has blonde hair. He has blue eyes. He is saying hello to his friend Bob. Bob is Sam's friend. Sam is wearing a yellow sweater and blue jeans. This is Sam and Bob.
He looks really good today.
Can a cat man a catamaran? Can a cat man a catamaran?
This is Bob. This is Bob.
He looks really good today.
Bob. Bob is Bob. Bob is Bob. Bob is sad. Bob is...
Well, I'll tell you straight. I don't like
Okay, good day, I'm Bob. Okay, good day, I'm Bob. Okay, good day, I'm Bob. Okay, good day, I'm Bob.
This is Bob.
This is Bob. Bob is doing well. Very well indeed. That's because not long ago, Bob realized that he needed something better in his life. And what did he get? Why, a big boost of confidence, a little more self-esteem, and a very happy missus at home. This is Bob. Bob is looking cool. Bob is living large. In a few short weeks, Bob has a big new spring of confidence, a generous swelling of pride, and the one thing every man deserves, a little well-earned respect from the neighborhood.
Come on.
Let's begin our time together with Bob. Bob reminds us of an important spiritual principle.
Listen, watch, wait, be careful. Well, rest assured, you are being changed by slack. Yeah, we're coming again. Watching the rear. What are you doing with all your men? Wait, you gotta. And that's why I want you to see the For as often as I take you, come out, don't touch, mix, mash him. I have a hard time. What are you doing? Yoke, yoke, get out of that. And I don't care. Come on. I'm not forward, backward. What's happening? Lose direction.
Bob will close our teaching today. The bad burn of
Bob.
Word.
Completely secret and absolutely serious. It is the story of the universe.
The everlasting, infinite, universal.
Bob!
This is a tribute to Bob.
And who am I? I am just a nobody. For you are the infinite, anti-infinity of matter, anti-matter.
Hello, friends. This is Bob.
Vibrate, oscillate, modulate, homogenization, etc. Third dimension. Always think big, pure love. I love you. That's all, folks, for now.
Join us now for the Bob Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob. Join us now for the Bob Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob.
Study the essence of Bob, which, by the way, is the official name of our Savior, according to the flesh.
You've been listening to the Bob Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob. Send a check.
Bob.
Just blow me away. Yeah.
Bob.
Just blow me away. Yeah. All night and day. Yeah.
Join us now for the Bob Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob. Our speaker today is Bob.
What the hell is going on? What the hell is going on?
Join us now for the Bob Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob. Our speaker today is Bob. Sponsored by Bob.
Folks, this old novelty number is no telling how old, because I used to hear it when I was a kid, and I'm just 48 years young, so here it is. It's called
Bob.
As I went down to the mowing field, to right, fodlinkadido. As I went down to the mowing field,
Bob.
As I went down to the mowing field, a big black snake got me by the heel, to rally day. I fell down upon the ground, hooray, hooray, fodlinkadido. Well, I fell down upon the ground,
Bob.
Well, I fell down upon the ground, and pushed both eyes and looked all around, to rally day. Set upon a stump, take my rest, hooray, hooray, fodlinkadido. I set upon a stump to take my rest.
Bob.
Set upon a stump to take my rest. It looked like a woodchuck on his nest. Toorally day. The woodchuck grinned a banjo song. Hooray, toorai, fodlinkadido. The woodchuck grinned a banjo song.
Bob.
The woodchuck grinned a banjo song. And up stepped skunk with the birches on. Toorally day. The woodchuck and skunk got into a fight. Hooray, toorai, fodlinkadido. The woodchuck and skunk got in a fight.
Bob.
The woodchuck and skunk got in a fight. a fight. Perfume was strong, it put out the light. Toorally day. They danced in the plate till the chimney began to rust. Toorally, fartling it, I do. They danced in the plate till the chimney began to rust.
Bob?
They danced in the plate till the chimney began to rust. It's hard to tell which smelled the worst. Toorally day.
Bob?
Test Variety Theater presents. Yes, it's Test Variety Theater with First Citizen Bob. First Citizen Bob.
Why, Bob? Well, thanks, Bob, but you're going to have to be on your toes, Bob. I want you to meet Bob.
Glad to know you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob, for a delicious lip-smacking treat. Head for a delicious lip-smacking treat. Head for your nearby.
What do you mean?
Gee, you're so romantic-like.
I went in after him, and I hid. He took a steam bath, then he had a massage, then he went into a shower. When he came out of it, I knew I had him.
Don't tell me you...
Yeah, I picked him up by the ankles, and I slapped him just like he slapped me.
Look up, up, up.
As soon as Bob gets the plumbing on his bazooka assembled, he's going to return to our Variety Theater footlights.
Well, I didn't know how to spark a girl, and I didn't know anything about sparking any kind of a girl, as a matter of fact, especially a sophisticated girl like her.
Oh.
Yeah, she'd been on more laps than a cafeteria napkin. And I'll never forget the night I proposed to this sweetheart of mine. I asked her for a hand. She said, which one? I said, don't make no difference. I won't get nothing anyhow. How come you do me like you do?
Well.
Bob
Dobbs was the biggest name in fake news.
How crazy is that?
Wag the dog. Good morning, good morning.
When I was a young boy, I used to look at pictures of naked ladies. Just farted a little while back.
He's not a puppet. He's not politically correct. He's a one-man party.
He sounds different.
But what started as a joke...
Well, I've always been a big fan of hardwoods.
...is about to end up...
Whoops.
The future is now!
All right, we got in the studio tonight, Bob. Bob is famous from the rock and roll days. Isn't that right, Bob?
But I don't really know much.
No?
Really?
Now, Bob, sure. Now, where are you from originally? All right, how about you, Bob? Where are you from?
69. And then, intermittently, I was looking.
Yes, probably more wacky than anybody ever thought. I'm getting confused. Like, I went from Wixie to Waxy to Kaka.
Kaka.
So it's like Woodstock.
Bob.
Why? Why would anybody want to do that?
That was kind of a shocking thing. Bob and I, when we got together, climbed into a motorhome and...
Girls.
Partly.
Drugs.
Partly.
Money.
Mostly.
Free music.
Absolutely. Wacky.
Watch Bob Quit Smoking at BobQuits.com.
Joining us from Tennessee, we've got Bob. See, we've got Bob, got Bob, got Bob, got Bob, got Bob, Bob today. Hi, Bob, Bob today. Hi, Bob, Bob today. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Bob.
Bob, Bob. That's right, Bob.
That's good. Buster Hyman and the Penetrators.
Hey, Bob, thanks very much. All right.
It only begins at reading minds, and then it becomes so much more.
That's Bob.
He runs the company.
Bob needs to see us.
He attacked Angela Petrelli. My father killed Kaito Nakamura. He's killing them all. And now he's coming to kill Bob.
How do you know your father's coming to kill Bob? Isn't this all a bit reactionary? It's always these half-truths. No straight answers, constant manipulation.
I'm trying to help everyone here.
How, Bob?
You don't trust Bob, do you?
Bob is morally gray at best.
Call me Bob.
We need to call Bob. We need to call Bob. We need to call Bob. We need to call Bob.
Hello, is
Hello.
Bob?
Yes, Jim.
Hello, is
Hello.
Bob?
Yes.
Well, listen, Bob. You're a spiritual dog, Patty. So is your wife. Your wife's titties hang on to her ankles. Goodbye.
I'm enjoying the crap out of this. I am just enjoying the crap out of this. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. It just serves no purpose.
There is no Dr. Laura.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
Excellent.
Yes!
You moron.
Cell phone.
Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Bart. Okay.
Now, next, Dobbs is asked if he is a traitor.
Dobbs has embarked on an anti-trade tirade.
Too greedy, too vile, unnecessarily adversarial.
Now, it's interesting listening to Dobbs. He's a pro-capitalist component. He's not really a capitalist. Dobbs, in some ways, he's so caught in this illusion of the ruling class. Dobbs says, when Dobbs is talking about don't put the middle class competing with the third world, let's check out what Dobbs has to say. Dig this. Let's see how Dobbs responds to this whole process. Dig this. Dobbs is further advanced on this particular issue than you are. Now, what's interesting in part about this is that, while Dobbs is right on, some of these issues about as far as what is happening, let's check out what Dobbs has to say. Dig this.
Hold it. I think you're going to like this picture. Love That Bob. Starring Bob.
Morning, Bob. Bob's an absolute genius. Bob's an absolute genius.
Bob? Where's Bob?
Where's Bob?
Well, honey, I don't know where he is, but I'll tell you this. Wherever he is, you can be sure he's got his arm around some cute little filly.
You'd have to beat him off.
Bob. Bob was up the creek.
Which reminds me, where's Bob?
Does he have any news of Bob?
Bob, Bob. Bob?
Love That Bob.
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 Oh, Bob. Bob, you will wear a parachute. Carry plenty of oxygen.
Bob.
He is gorgeous, isn't he? Oh, Lord, I do just run my fingers through his hair.
Yes. Yes. Without
Bob.
Without
Bob.
I was nothing. I was an addict for 9 years. All for what? For drugs. I went 8 times to jail. I thought I was gonna be an addict, a dope fiend, a junkie. But I heard about
Bob.
I went to him, and kneeling down, I gave myself to him. Right now, at this moment. And I tell you, he did. Because he's in me. And he drills in me. Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Yeah, Bob. I understood
these united,
that. Yeah, Bob.
We have piled deficit upon deficit. We have piled deficit upon deficit. We must add reserve tomorrow.
Yeah, Bob. I understood that. Yeah, Bob. I understood that. Yeah, Bob. I understood that.
The economic ills in this present crisis.
Bye-bye.
In this present crisis.
I have the faintest idea. Bob.
We will go away, we'll go away, we'll go away, we'll go away, but flick a flick a flick a flick
of course.
We suffer economic decisions. Penal come. Human misery.
Turn
for their labor by a tax. Penal six from maintaining great bird spending. We have piled deficit upon deficit. Mortgaging our future and our children's future. Convenience.
I'm going to
Economic upheavals. economic upheavals. Economic, economic,
Bob?
I'm going to Bob. I've got to see.
Bob? Bob, I had the faintest idea. Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. What happened? Bob?
I'm going to Bob. I've got to see him.
Teen Titans, snag at me.
Time to see what you got under the hood.
Mega meaty meat?
Hello? Does the word I'm a vegetarian mean anything to you?
Keep attacking farms.
I'm telling you, it's a conspiracy. The Hosatron.
I want a monkey! You stink!
You can call me Bob.
Hello, Bob?
So, where is this Bob anyway? The UFO is back!
Let's go! Bob, any chance you want to help me out here? Bob. This is where all the UFOs are coming from. Actually, tofu?
Not tofu. Newfu.
Bob?
Your planet is doomed!
Be a sport and hand over our supreme creator, would you?
How do I free the cows, stop the bobs, and shut down the Destructotron?
Please don't eat me!
Ready to face utter destruction?
You know something, Bob? You're a lousy manager. So it turns out that meaty meat is really space tofu that came here to steal cows and destroy the Earth. But I kidnapped the alien leader, turned all the bobs back into goo, and shut down the Destructotron before the world could explode.
This is crazy. I don't understand what Bob could have possibly done.
Not Bob. You don't know my Bob.
Worked with Bob?
Where was your Bob last Monday night?
Here, with me, where he always is.
All right. Who went to sleep first?
I always do. Bob stays in there on the computer doing work for his job. Bob just keeps our important papers in there.
Sheet! I want a lawyer. I want a lawyer. I want a lawyer.
Eric threatens to expose Bob. Bob kills Eric. Nice theory. Too bad you're short on evidence. Connect the Bob dot to the Bob dot.
Look who's listed as her friend.
This thing isn't about maps or money.
It's love.
Nothing else matters.
Bob's a fake, Chrissy. He's no Marine. He's old. He's boring. He's got a wife and two kids.
You're just being jealous, Eric. Bobby is cool. He wouldn't lie to me.
I work with him. He's a jerk.
Now, if Chrissy told Bob what Eric was up to, would he kill Eric over a girl he's never met? What planet's this guy on?
Planet Bob. As in Plattsburgh, where Bob was sending the money.
I want to hear all about this fella, Bob.
I didn't say Bob. Did you say Bob? You said Bob.
You did.
This Bob, I didn't want to tell you. And
he was murdered Monday night.
Someone named Bob was tricking her.
Drugs, sexually active.
If you're lucky, Bob will cut a deal before you ever have to put this woman on the stand. What?
She did call Bob, but she sent Bob instead.
She was afraid Eric might see through her scam, and if he told Bob, then the traveler's checks to Plattsburgh would stop.
Maybe it's time Bob finally met his dream girl.
Objection. Calls for speculation.
Sustained.
Yes, we arrested Bob.
Who's charged with a lesser crime than murder in exchange for testifying against my client.
Objection. Hearsay.
Bob's in jail. He's on trial for murder.
Donna said it was a joke. I didn't understand it.
What was the joke, exactly?
She told me to write to this guy, Bob. She couldn't keep it up, and so Bob had to do the right thing.
And it feels good, doesn't it? It's a match, Bob. You have to help us, Bob.